This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rock Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
You may be behind bars under the hearing of my voice, but you are alive. If you can listen, it simply means that you are alive. And if it had not been for God, you would have been 6 foot under. Be seated. You know, for those of you that are behind bars listening to me today, the beauty about your soul salvation is that you don't have to get out to make it to the kingdom of God. So you ought to turn to somebody and said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Can I talk to our brothers in prison for a moment? Maybe if you were out here running the streets, you would not be listening to me today. If it had not been for the Lord on your side, you would be still making a mess of your life. But he put you somewhere so you can listen. And I know that he's going to work it out for some of you. Because those that put their trust in God will never be ashamed. Come on and let the church shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't preach for a show. I preach because I am convicted. I preach because I was called. I preach because I have been anointed from the womb to do so. Hello? And I have made it up in my mind that I will preach until the day I can't say amen. Thank you, God. I bring you rhema today. In the subject of sit down. Now, not your neighbor and say, neighbor, the preacher said to tell you, sit down. If you don't know what that means, it means to be seated. When people sit down, most of the time it's because they are tired and weary. If you are listening to me today and you are one of those that are tired, weary, hungry, and you don't know if Jesus is in your company, I'm here to let you know that the miracle worker is in your situation. I am not talking to people today who are not tired and weary. I'm talking to those that are tired and weary. I'm speaking to those that are battling different situations and circumstances. The Lord said to tell you, sit down. He will do something about it. He said to tell you, it doesn't mean that you won't feel the pressure of the situation. Just obey and sit down. In other words, relax yourself. Yeshua got that. Life has brought to us many different challenges. Many different roads. But we must be confident that the Lord is with us and He has appointed a specific time to handle that situation. So look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, the Lord said to tell you, no more stress. He have a specific time to take care of it. I'm here to let you know that the word is going to get real, real good. Because when Jesus, Yeshua, is the master chef, and when He desired to feed you, the food has got to be good. Turn your Bibles or look on the screen. I sent John the 6th chapter, and I'm reading from the verse 5. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes and saw a great company come unto Him, He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Let me explain this to you. Jesus was walking through Capernaum, and a great multitude followed Him. Jesus was teaching, and the people stayed there with Him for a few days. The total amount of people that were there, not including women and children, when the Bible gives you a count of people, it gives you the count of men. 5,000 people thronged Him to listen to what He have to say. And I know that some of us are already feeling tired, but hold your head up. There is a word for you. Come on and say amen. And He said Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Some of us don't even understand. Your little situation has just come to prove you if you would stand up and do the right thing. But because you deny God and you've let him down, you'll miss out on that which he had for you. Come on now. He knew what he was about to do, but he wanted to see where Philip's mind was. Listen. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little." How many of you were living in the days of the pennies? I'm not talking to those of you that are from England. I'm talking to those of us that are in the house that have migrated, whether it's from England, from Jamaica. Hello? I remember when I was a little girl, when I buy a penny cake, I couldn't finish it. It was a big cake. You could not finish a penny cake. You have to be really greedy and then some. Because a penny cake was a big cake. And so Philip says, "Not even 200 pennies worth of bread can feed this great multitude." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter, brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here." I guess he was the greedy one. He was watching the little boy lunch. He said, "There's a little lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 little fishes. But what are they among so many?" There's something about children. Children will just let you know what they have. I went to the restroom, and Maya came in, and she said, "Hi, Auntie Charm." I said, "Hi, Maya. I enjoyed your singing last week." She said, "Yes, you know, that song is my song and Talia's song." And I said, "Yes, you did an awesome job." And then Sister Blake was in there with me, and Sister Blake started to sing the song, and she said, "No. Don't sing it. That's my song. That's my song and Talia's song." Now, that's how a child behaves. They'll let you know. Hello? So maybe this little boy allowed Andrew to know that. "You know, my mama gave me 2 loaves of bread. So if you ever get hungry, I'll share some with you. I have 2 little loaves of bread. 5 loaves of bread, and I have 2 little fishes." And Jesus said, "Take the men, make the men sit down." Now, not your neighbor, say, "Sit down." The Lord is about to take care of your situation. I know you feel tired, and I know you feel like you want to pass out. I know you feel like you want to turn around. I know you want to give up. But the Lord said, "Sit down." Can anybody feel God? Can anybody feel God? Jesus said, "Make the men sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. I'm telling you, proud people, proud people. Did you hear me? I say proud people. You are going to miss out. Who you telling to sit down on this grass? Who you think you're talking to about? She wants seven of us to sing next week. Ain't doing that. Not even going to show up to church. You better rebuke that demon. Come on and praise God. Maybe it's a setup to set our souls on fire. Jesus said, there's a lot of grass. Have a seat, my brother. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Now, you walk into this house and all the seats are taken and the usher said to you, I'm just going to put a pillow on the ground and you can have a seat. Whoops, I'm... Where's the nearest church to here? But I have news for you. You've got to listen. And sometimes in winning the battle, the doctor says no. Your health says you can't do it. Hello? But tell somebody, if the Lord said I can, then I know I can. Oh, Lord Jesus, tell somebody that the Lord knows best. My health does not dictate to what God can do. A man called the other day. He wanted to book a counseling session because he felt like he was going out of his mind. His wife was admitted in the hospital and he just needed to talk to somebody. Listening. So when he called for the appointment, there was no appointment available until the following week. The man called back. The man said, listen, I don't care how much it costs. Tell the counselor to come to the hospital now. I don't care how much it costs. Tell your neighbor, when your situation gets desperate, it doesn't matter how much it costs. So when I got to the hospital, I found out that they were on the fifth floor. The fifth floor of that hospital, only the rich and famous can go there. When I walked in there, it looked like I was in a hotel suite. I said, well, bless your name, Jesus. When I walked in, the young man had his laptop playing the scriptures. I said, I'm at the right place at the right time. Where Jesus is, heaven's there. Oh, holy, 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 holy. Never in my life, in all my years of counseling, have I ever saw a client that filled out an application where everything that was asked about your current situation and your past situation and every last one of them was checked. I said, mighty God of Daniel. I tell you, boy, whew, if that's what money will do to you, then I don't want it. When you're praying and asking God to bless you with wealth, ask him to give you wisdom first. And when I looked, this young girl is a lawyer. And the husband is a doctor. But there is some mix-up situation going on because now The guy is getting frantic because he said, you know, I know that God is real and I know that God is to be served. And he said, let me tell you. When I got there, the young lady, she troubled with anxiety, all right? And Lucifer just seems to attack her right there. And she said, right when the session was about to begin, she said, honey, let me tell you that this person even lose their speech from all the situation that is going on. She lost her speech and she's now babbling, but the husband loved her so much that he gave up his practice just to sit there by her side. And he looked at me and he said, Dr. Peart, he said, you know, it's like a child. You know when you swear that you know what your child is talking about? That's how I just, she said, don't ask me how I know. I just know what she's talking about. But whatever she's saying, the babbling is like, help me to the bathroom. So he said, can you excuse us for a moment? I'll step outside. Waiting, then he came and he pulled up the door and he's like, you know, she have this anxiety attack right now. And she's like, she don't think she can do this. And he's there and I'm listening. And I'm like, okay. But deep in my heart, I said, now you're a demon. In my heart, I was praying and I'm like, you're a demon. I said, I cast you out. I said, you're not going to run me out. I'm going to run you out. So the man is talking to me. But thanks be to God, when God wires a woman can multitask. A woman can be cooking, cleaning, washing, ironing, and every Jesus thing at the same time. Hello? So he's talking to me. I'm listening and I'm answering and I'm praying and rebuking. And then another little babbling starts and he said, I'll be right back. And then he came back and he said, you know, she said, it's okay, you should come on in. I went back in and she babbled. She told him, tell her everything about my life. I'm telling you, when you get the devil out of your situation. So I come to find out that this girl come from two different tribes. Hello? And so they believe some cursed thing is all mixed up in it, because when you shouldn't mix with that one and you shouldn't, and I'm not talking about being white and black here. Hello? But I can't tell you much of the story. They could be listening to this broadcast right now. The girl wanted the healing and deliverance so bad. And can I tell you, she believed. But then when it comes to the part where she was asked if she mind confessing that Jesus Christ is her Lord, she couldn't go there because, you see, she was not brought up there. That is an abomination to where she's coming from. Are you listening to me? And the husband started to cry. And he said, God, I'm sorry. It's my fault. I should have taken the time out and teach her. And he bent over and he said, honey. He said, Jesus Christ is our Lord. Oh, Jesus. He said, I know we didn't talk about it, and I know that I should have sat you down and teach you about this. And honey, that's why I'm playing the word, so that it can get into your mind. Yeah. Can I tell you, when we held hands around the bed and I started to pray, you could see that she started to come alive. And when I was finished praying, she told the husband, tell her, don't go. I want more. She is tired. She wants her life back. And there is a sin. Lord, handle that.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed. Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.